This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle, just a couple of minutes away from right now. The Combine begins later this week. We'll get a chance to talk We'll get a chance to talk to Raheem Morris tomorrow at about 11:30 right here on the show. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I know Terry Fontenot, Raheem, all the guys are going to meet with the assembled media up there tomorrow as well. So a lot of things will be discussed. Certainly their first opportunity to talk about Kirk Cousins' comments at the Super Bowl. So we'll find out what they say about that. We'll get to some NBA conversation coming up in about 20 minutes. A lot of interesting stuff going on, obviously. Get into the Hawks over the weekend. They got another one tonight, but some big games coming up this week as well. And then the back page with Bo featuring Abe.
Abe's in the house. Our guy Bo, and he is on his way to Mexico.
That's right.
On his way to Mexico to celebrate his lady Tara's her birthday and everything. But yeah, we were just talking before the show. I'm done with work. We talked about this Joel Embiid show before we came back on. Why don't he just got the surgery?
I know why he doesn't want to.
I mean, nobody wants to get cut open.
Yeah. When he's had so many. Surgeries.
I understand that. But I'm watching him bunk, and this dude's dragging his leg. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, he got the biggest brace in the world around his knee, and it's just unbelievable. It's just unfortunate because he's such a great damn player. But, I mean, he came into the league injured.
Yep.
He came into the league injured, man. And there was no like, real hope that he would stay. Because, yeah, being big and injured is one thing, but it's always constantly, especially with the lower extremities. Just going to have it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things, too, though, where it's like, all right, so say he does that. Obviously, that's it for this year.
Oh, yeah.
This year is
dead anyway.
Would he even be able to be back for the beginning of next year?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, then you start thinking, like, they're trying to keep it together, right? Because mm-hmm. Tyrese Maxey is a really good player. Obviously, they got Paul George in the offseason. That hasn't worked out. Paul George hadn't been playing well. So it's just like, I don't know. It's always teetering on the verge of that. It just didn't work.
Right.
And it probably didn't. Like, it seems like it probably didn't. They're trying to hang on as long as possible because he is a really, really good. I mean, he's the MVP of the league when he's right. healthy a couple years ago.
Right.
It just feels like it's that close to being like, well, damn.
We got to Daryl Morey.
Yeah. There it is.
Daryl Morey. But
it's over.
I don't know. If I'm the organization, I'm just like, all right, this was a wash. Let's see what. And then they lost the first round pick, the TikTok kid. They lose him
for
the season. So, I mean,
he was playing good, too.
He was playing really good.
He might have been rookie of the year, given what this class is.
We still think Richie Shea going it?
When did we think that?
Well, last week we were like, well, he could possibly play his way into rookie of the year.
We said that.
Yeah.
We said that.
Possibly play his way in.
I think Steph Castle's playing. And now that Wemby's hurt, like, Steph Castle, I don't know. Maybe. He might. He could win it.
He could.
You're going to have to take more than 10 shots.
I really was waiting for you.
When they score 143, they're running up and down the court. We find maybe a way to get Zachary Ruscha, the number one pick, more than 10 shots.
Or maybe he needs to decide that he wants to take more than 10.
Maybe. Maybe be a little bit more, go be a little more decisive. Demand the ball.
I think he curses it. Give me the dumb ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Probably.
Give me the dumb ball.
What do you say when you curse in French? because people say pardon my French when they curse.
They do, actually, yeah.
What do you say?
I don't know, Andy.
Pardon my English?
I don't know, but I tell you, I watched
Do you just curse in
English? I watched the Netflix thing about over the summer and the Olympics and everything, and they did, you know, had a lot of teams talking. It just wasn't about the U.S. And, like, the French people, like, I was trying to catch some cuss words. I didn't know Devin Fournier was like that, as fiery as he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was, like,
fired up.
He was basically giving it to coach. We suck. We can't coach. All this. I'm like, damn, bro. But then you find out that him and his coach have been together since he was a teenager. But, yeah, they didn't really curse. Mm. I didn't get a lot of curse words from them.
Maybe they just were cleaning it up because they were on mic.
That could be it.
You know?
That could be it. But, yeah, I don't know any. I just felt that they're, yeah. Like, yeah, is at the end of a cuss word. So if you, like, in France and you hear somebody, yeah, at the end of a sentence, that means they cuss you out.
Then you know it was a cuss word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds about right, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That sounds really good. Yeah. Okay. Let's stop making that noise. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Yeah, so we talked a little bit about this last week. Like, kind of not understanding the thought process that the Rams.
I don't get it.
Are using here. I mean, I guess Stafford's been banged up. He's not young for sure, but I don't know what's the better option. They've given him permission to see what the market looks like.
Yeah.
Which to me is, that's the first step towards we're moving on.
I think, I saw a report this morning. Staff wants to be paid like in the 50s. Well, hell, why not?
What he should want.
Why not? I mean,
he made $23 million.
Justin Herbert's in the 50s. Tua Tagovailoa's in the 50s. Dak's in the damn 60s. Why the hell shouldn't I?
Matthew Stafford made half as much as Kirk Cousins last year.
Damn. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
he should make
because
more
they
than
did,
that.
We talked about it last year. They put a band-aid on last year. They moved some money into this past year because he was still underpaid. So there was some things going on in the offseason. So they took some money from years that he had left on his contract, moved it into next year, last year. Okay, you got through the season with that. Now we're coming back. Yeah, give me a new damn contract.
Yeah, we played really well when we were healthy, and I know but it wasn't just me that was hurt. The other guys were hurt too, but when everyone was on the field together, we're the only team that pushed the Eagles.
There is no upgrade to him out there.
No.
There isn't.
Not that's available.
No, even Sam Darnold's not. I mean, I don't think Sam will have on him as he's younger.
Younger, yeah.
But there are no upgrades to Matt Stafford that are available this offseason.
Yeah, I saw
draft or not.
One of the options that they may go with is, that's what it would be. I mean, you move him. Giants are a team that's been thrown out there a lot. I know why the Giants do, because those coaches managers need to knock it.
I know why every other team, why teams would want Matt Stafford. I don't understand why the Rams don't want him.
I don't either. I
understand the
But the thought process of, okay, move him, draft a guy, whatever, maybe you believe in Sean McVay. Because Sean McVay,
he's a hell of a coach.
One thing he has been able to do is get the most out of quarterbacks.
Yeah, but he's only had two.
But he's only had two, and they're both really good.
Yes,
like Jared Goff has proved in his next stop to be really good.
Both former number one picks.
They're both former number one picks as well.
So, that helps.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. But, like, draft a guy, maybe lean on McVay's ability to develop or get the most out of a quarterback eventually and then find themselves a bridge quarterback. And there's a couple names. Him and Kirk have a relationship.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and that we've already talked about how that, that pretty much all of them are on the Washington staff, with Kyle's dad. They all love him. And there's places out there. There's like four places that could be potential places for Kirk. I doubt San Francisco, but he knows them. Obviously, Minnesota, he goes back with Kevin O'Connell.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Cleveland, L.A. Rams, something like that. But, I mean, there are places out there because everybody runs the same system, and that group of coaches have like eight jobs in the damn NFL.
Yeah,
and
they're
so
everywhere.
They're every damn where. And he's played for two of them already. And so I don't know where that lies and everything. But, yeah, the whole Stafford thing is just – it's about money, no doubt about it. He wants a new contract, but he wants to be paid like the guys that he's, probably better than. He's better than Tua. I think he's better than Justin Herbert.
When he's healthy, he's a top
six guy.
You think six?
Yeah.
I was going to say eight, but, I mean, he's up there.
Yeah.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league when healthy. Now, again, coming off a couple years where he hasn't been the whole time, but when he was at the end of the year last year, they gave the Eagles the best shot that anybody gave him.
Yeah.
He had the ball with a drive with chance to win the game.
And if your offensive lineman realizes that, hey, that guy, Jalen Carter, I should block him, right?
If Jalen Carter doesn't just make, doesn't blow up the play.
It ain't
I know.
He didn't blow it up.
I'm just trying to give Jalen some credit here.
The dude just left him.
Yeah. You don't leave a guy like, don't leave anybody, really, but especially don't not block the best defensive lineman in the game.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, just let him get a free run.
What
it's all
the
good.
Hell is going
on? This is a name that folks are familiar with here. Former first-round draft pick of the Falcons, Keanu Neal.
Yeah, man.
Retires from the NFL.
I mean,
what a bummer.
I was there that night at Taco Mac when they drafted him and everybody booed. Dude was a good damn player, man.
He was a really good
player.
He just couldn't stay healthy.
Man. It's unfortunate because you want to see guys like that because he's such a good dude also. But, yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes when them injuries and then teams ain't calling, sometimes it's more the league telling you should retire than you maybe wanted to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought Keanu was a real good player.
He got off to a really nice start. I mean, he was on the Super Bowl team. The team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Then he was the next year again. It was that knee.
That knee off the ball.
The ball hits the knee and it ends up as a completion instead of an interception. Who knows?
Yep. Then they go down, get the field goal, and everything like that.
Because that Eagles team went on to win that Super Bowl. I'm not saying that the Falcons would have done that, but who knows what happens in that playoff. And they were playing pretty good.
They were playing good.
They beat the Rams the week before that. Best game they played. They haven't played a game that good since.
Right.
Literally. Yeah.
Since
that Rams game in January of 2018.
Yeah, but good luck to him. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he stays around the game and things like that. But, yeah, I thought Keanu played really good when he was at the Falcons.
Shedeur Sanders is going to do interviews and measurements at the combine.
Not surprised.
He's going to throw it as pro day. I'm not surprised by that.
Not surprised.
Fairly common amongst young quarterbacks lately.
And I think the one thing about him, and I think it gets overlooked.
They're all young. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of things that get overlooked by Stu, you see the flash and all those. He's a good-ass teammate. You remember, he didn't go to the Senior Bowl because he wanted his teammates to also go. He knew if he went out to the East-West game, more scouts would come out there, more would see his teammates. This might have a lot to do with it, too, because every team is going to show up to the pro day. And so some of those guys who aren't at the combine, like his brother and guys like that, to get an opportunity to shine in front of scouts.
Yeah, people will take it as an opportunity to criticize him.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
So what?
You don't have to listen to him.
Exactly.
Jason Kelce says he's pretty sure his brother already knows what he's going to do.
I think he does.
I think he knows, too.
I think he does.
What do you think he's waiting for?
His own time.
They gave him a timeline, right? They said, tell us by St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, they did?
I think so. I think the Chiefs were like, we'd like to know by league year.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense and everything. And I'm sure that he'll give you an opportunity by that. Kels don't seem like the type of guy that's going to drag it out.
There's no reason.
You know, wait till the summertime and like, you know what? I don't want to do this. I think I was more confident if they had won the Super Bowl that he would retire. Right now, I just don't know what he does. Because the thing with him is that he still has the best ability to get open. It's just everything else. And like that one long play he had against the Bills, like you wouldn't have caught Kelce. People didn't use to catch Kelce, but you can tell it's just slow. He can't pick up and put it down like he used to.
Yeah, plus also it probably just hurts. He's probably just like, you know what? Do I really want to do that again?
Yeah, because he has.
I got three Super Bowls.
My body's not
feeling great.
And he has the line to other opportunities now.
Right.
He does, so. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
I'd be surprised.
I wouldn't either. I mean, you know this better than anybody, having played that position. It feels like at the end of the last couple seasons before you hang it up, you're like, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
Am I really going to do this again?
Like,
this hurts.
Yeah, dog, it does.
Like the first couple years, when did it stop hurting at the end of the season?
A
couple weeks?
Yeah.
By the end, it was how long?
Still. Mid-February. Mid-February.
2025.
Like, hell, yeah, just laying there. You want to go do something? No, I'm just going to sit right here.
Not today.
I'm just going to sit right here.
Not today. Nah. The Steelers reportedly interested in Nick Chubb in free agency if the medicals check out. Something about that just feels right, doesn't it?
Nick Chubb as a Steeler?
Nick Chubb as a Steeler just feels – now, again, he's got to stay healthy. He hasn't been able to.
Yeah.
Something about him in that uniform just feels right.
I love it, man. I just say, you know, you just didn't see it last year. And obviously because you come off a horrific knee injury like Nick was. And to me, I don't know if they want to bring back Najee or not. You know, they declined his fifth-year option, so technically Najee is a free agent. But, I would love Nick in Pittsburgh. I mean, Nick is an NFC North back.
He is.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's an NFC North back.
He just unfortunately happened to play for that franchise where nothing good happens for anybody.
Which is a freaking mess.
Yeah.
What a mess that is.
Nick Chubb the Steeler just makes sense to me. I don't know. I see it.
I love it.
Close your eyes. You can envision it.
Ooh.
Hopefully he can stay healthy for a year. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA. Hawks are back at it tonight looking to snap a little mini losing streak. How many teams do you feel like right now, as you look at the NBA, can win an NBA championship?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Championship.
One.
That it? One.
Yep.
I got three. We'll talk about them next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ow!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show. Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. My apologies. Failure to mention Billy Horschel going to join us in 20 minutes as well. Atlanta Drive, PGA Tour, ahead of a TGL match tonight on ESPN2 against the Boston Common Golf Club.
Go get you some.
Rory plays for those guys.
Rory.
As does Keegan Bradley and Hideki Matsuyama. So we'll talk
that's a hell of a team.
That's a good team. They're all good teams. Yeah, that's the thing good. About it. They're all stacked.
That's a star-studded. Like, you were like, the casual golfer knows those guys.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about they haven't won yet either. They're winless. Yes. So, yeah, hopefully keep them that way tonight. But I was thinking about this, like, yeah, the teams are stacked. In order to be on a team, obviously you're getting paid to do it, but like, right. It's got to be a bit of a compliment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be asked to be a part of one of these TGL teams. I don't know how to ask these guys that, though, because they all view themselves as like capable of all that kind of stuff. But it's like, just to be asked to be on one of the TGL teams has to feel like you're one of the guys on the PGA Tour, right? Now, obviously, none of the LIV guys can do it.
Right.
Maybe that's going to change soon, it seems like, possibly. But yeah, you got to feel good about it. You're on one of these TGL teams. You're kind of it's kind of like the all-star team.
Who's the best golfer in the world? When and what I mean by that is, if he's playing his best, you can't beat him.
Scottie Scheffler.
Still Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Scottie Scheffler right now. I think the gap is a little bit closer right like today than it's been for a while, because Scottie's been the best golfer in the world for a couple of years.
Right.
I think Rory's playing really good. His season's off to a really good start. And I think Ludvig Åberg is
You said him. You mentioned him coming. Last week. You mentioned him last week.
He's coming. He's probably not, like, on a given week, whatever. Maybe, you know, if Scottie's playing his best, I don't know. But he's gonna give a run in some of the majors this year. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins one, honestly. But that's the next guy.
Okay.
Like, he's... He's really good.
You mentioned, yeah, I know you mentioned him last week, but yeah. Hey, I mean, it's an interesting thing. I would the more I watch it, the more I think I just want to go play.
I know. Yeah, it'd be fun to do it.
I just want to go play it.
It'd be fun to do it.
Yeah.
It's really, like Topgolf is really fun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you got to try it.
Top golf
it's
right
way
here.
Better.
Yeah,
it's totally, better it's way better. Because you can actually putt and the green moves and the screen's in front of you. Yeah, man.
The more and more I watch it, I'm like, I kind of want to do this.
I mean, we're in good with them.
Yeah.
I got to go down there and look at it.
Man.
How hard is it to get two people down there to play? Or all four of us?
They know me down there.
Yeah, you're big down there.
Let's go. I mean, we got this is the second thing. We got to go play the course, and we got to get this spike in there.
Yeah, we just Golden Spike and TGL SoFi Center practice round. Like,
I want to do it.
This is what 2025 has in store for us.
I know a guy that could probably set both of those things up.
Do you?
It's right there in the office.
Someone a little higher up.
Oh, damn.
You know higher ups?
Well, no, I don't know him, but I know of someone.
Well, you just said
you
I just know
You just said I know somebody.
I know who he is.
Oh,
I
don't. So you're saying you're aware of Arthur Blank?
That's right.
Okay.
Just it takes one meeting.
I, too, am aware of Arthur Blank.
Things out.
You jumped in there like you maybe like you had
like
him on the pregame show on Saturday or something.
I don't know anyone.
I thought you – oh. Okay, so that went from I know a guy to I don't know anyone in 45 seconds.
Well,
dynamite drop in, Abe.
Way to go, Abe.
He's not the best in the business for nothing.
That sort of cross-examination is what won you mock trial.
I know. All right, let's talk a little NBA here. You said there's only one team now. Technically, you're right. Thanks to Abe for pointing that out in the break as well. Technically, you're right. Only one team can win the NBA championship.
Yes.
You really feel like right now, as you look at the league, there's only one team that you believe is capable of winning the NBA championship?
I don't want to say capable.
Okay.
I just think what I mean by that is I don't think anybody's beaten Boston 4 out of 7.
Yeah.
And you know, I saw the graph this morning. The Celtics are the field. I'm taking the Celtics.
Yeah.
I think now they are done bull jiving around. And I think, you know, first of all, the biggest thing they have to do, like any other team, they got to stay healthy. Porzingis has got to stay in the lineup so Al can come off the bench.
Yep.
But when you look at their starting five, they can switch everything. Mm-hmm. They can switch everything, and Tatum is, like, different.
I think that's one of the most under-talked about stories in the NBA this year.
Yes.
Is how much better Jason Tatum is today than he even was 365 days ago.
Tatum is
– when they won the championship, and he was the best player on that team. And then, obviously, the Olympics thing happened.
Yes.
But, like – his versatility defensively,
did he
get stronger? I don't know what he did.
He has been different.
He can guard anybody.
Yes.
He was the other day, he's guarding Kat and he's guarding Jalen Brunson. Like, he can guard anybody in the NBA, through five. And maybe there's a, like, a small guard who, I don't know, but maybe there's a big man who he can't quite do that with, but I don't know about that either.
He's different this year. He's always been a great player, but this year you can tell, you can see the chip and everything like that. And he's playing like it, man. So, I mean, I love OKC. I really, really do. But I think, and it's hard for me, it's easier said than done. But if you can limit Shea, you got them. You know what I mean? You got them. Of the top teams, is there one player that is the engine of the whole team? It's him. Yeah, it's him.
Yeah, it's him. I mean, it's Jokic with the Nuggets.
Yeah.
It's him with the Thunder.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cavs kind of have a little bit more of it spread around.
I think so.
In terms of their offense.
So.
They're the best offense in the NBA.
Yeah, they are. They're good. And the thing with them is they're good, Andy.
The Cavs,
they're good. They can rebound, all those different things. But they got a damn closer.
They do.
And they got a dude that closes out games. We're talking about Donovan Mitchell. And it was so fun yesterday when it got to a point where it was him, and then it was him and Ja yesterday, and he was going at Ja's head and things like that. But, yeah, I just look at the Celtics, man, and just the versatility they have as far as starting five. And they got a superstar with a chip on his damn shoulder who is playing – I ain't seen Jason Tatum play. He's always been good. He's been different level of good this year.
Yeah, he's been
different. He's a different level good this
year. Absolutely, he has been. They haven't been quite at the pace they were at last year for a couple of different reasons. I think you can kind of coast a little bit when you're in championship defense mode. They know what it is. They don't have to kind of ramp it up like that until springtime, until April, May, June, and I think that they will. I think Drew Holiday has kind of been on that just get healthy by the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Plan, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. He knows what it is, and Drew Holiday is one of the best players in the NBA when the playoffs roll around.
Jesus.
That's the thing about it, is like they have guys that have been there now enough times to where they're familiar with the process of, all right, the 82 are important for sure, but the most important thing is being our best when we get there. They had great health luck last year until the end. Porzingis gets banged up, but he's back now too. Peyton Pritchard's playing like sixth man of the year type ball off the bench. I mean, yeah, no, I'm with you. I think that they're going to be the hardest team to beat in both conferences. Yes. I think they come out of the East, and I think that they make the finals. I think the Thunder probably are the ones that are waiting there for them. And for me, the Thunder are interesting just because Chet still hasn't really
got back
yet. Mm-hmm. Like, he's back, but he hasn't quite got back yet. Now, what does that mean? Like, when he gets fully up to, you know, fully up to game speed and full strength and all that. I think SGA is the best player in the NBA. Right
I do
now.
Too.
Like, I think all around, yeah. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the number one player in the league.
He's
right
unbelievable.
Now.
He's definitely, in my opinion, the MVP. He's the engine of that team. They got some really good players around him too. Let's not even forget. I mean, he played with an All Star. They got some good players.
Yeah, Jalen Williams is phenomenal. Chet's really good.
I don't think they could beat Denver in a playoff series.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think they could. I don't think because I look at just, you know, the. This dude named Joker. I just look at him from a standpoint of it's hard for me to. There's nobody that's going to outplay him in that series. I like their depth. I like their size because that's what's going to give OKC problem is bigger teams. And you got the biggest, baddest bully in the game as far as Joker down there. So I just don't. I don't. I think Shai's good. Is Shai good enough to beat the Nuggets 4 out of 7? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'm thinking back on last year and what.
Because when did Jamal Murray show his butt? You know what?
Right.
You know, and they got other guys. They just play well in the playoffs.
They just have no depth.
They don't.
They got nothing.
They don't have like they used to.
They're like less deep than the Knicks.
But that guy Joker, man.
And the Knicks are not deep by choice.
The
like, they
Knicks
just
can't
choose
play defense.
Well, because by the fourth quarter, everybody's played 40 minutes.
No, they're really bad defensively because their two best players are the worst defenders at their position
in the league. That's right.
You know, I know the depth part about it. Like, a Thibodeau team has never been as bad defensively. Now, they can score with anybody. Mm-hmm. They can put up points and all those different things. They just can't stop them damn body.
Yeah, but again, like, they literally do not play more than six guys on a nightly basis.
We were just talking. I knew they gave up a lot to get Bridges, but I didn't really get the whole package. They gave up all. They could have got a couple other more players and still kept Bridges. I don't think you had to give that many that many ones. They got more than Dallas did get Anthony Davis back. But,
when that happened, it was.
Yeah, they did get Anthony Davis back.
It was shocking. Yeah. It was like, I know you guys like Villanova guys a lot.
But damn. But,
that much? Like, that's a lot to give up.
Then go hire damn Jay Wright.
Get him. Get him in there. Maybe Jay Wright can work on some rotations. Like, Carl Anthony Towns, turned his ankle pretty bad. Mm-hmm. They're getting blown out. Mm-hmm. And he put him back in there anyway. Mm-hmm. He's like, go ahead and play. Now, I will say this. Just sort of on the heels of all of this conversation of, like, NBA, try hard, all that kind of stuff. Tibbs is a renaissance man.
Yes.
In an era where everyone complains about people playing, you know you're going to play if you play for Tibbs.
Yep.
You're going to play a lot of minutes. You're going to play 82 games. You're going to be exhausted by the playoffs, but you're going to play. Yeah. So, you know,
I know
don't be criticizing Tibbs for that while also criticizing everyone else in the NBA for not playing
hard. I know Jalen Brunson.
I'm not talking about you.
I know Jalen Brunson like, damn, I gave up that max for this, huh?
Whew, I'm tired. This is exhausting.
Yeah, I gave up this max for this. Hell, we were a better team last year.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I just they are 0-7, I think, against the top teams, both the top.
Yeah, I don't
the
think
East and
the,
no.
I don't think the Knicks have a shot in a real playoff series. I think they'll win a
they
playoff series,
one.
But I mean against the Celtics or the Cavs.
They have no chance.
But I don't know. The Cavs are just
I love the Cavs.
They're just so good offensively. They're just such a good team. And they smartly, I only did it one game, but they smartly have had DeAndre coming off the bench as well, which is a nice piece for them.
I thought he was going to be a starter. I thought he brought him in to be a starter.
Mm-mm.
Let him do what he does.
He started one game because of injury.
Yeah, but no, let him do what he does. I love Cleveland. Love their length, you know, with the two bigs. Mobley has just been outstanding. He's unlocked. It seems like he's unlocked now. And they got a closer. But I just like Boston, man.
I do too. I agree. I think Boston probably goes from the East. I think Oklahoma from the West. If I don't know, people trying to talk themselves into the Lakers now because they played so good on Saturday night. We'll see.
If they play defense again like they did, they're able to cut.
Sure. I'm going to need more than one, though.
But yeah, me and you both.
You know what I mean?
Me and you both. But Luka, if he plays like Luka, watch out, man.
They play the Mavericks tomorrow night. That's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be so much fun. All right, we'll come back. Billy Horschel is going to join us. I just saw Billy Horschel on TV. They're promoting the match tonight between Boston Common Golf Club in the Atlanta Drive. We'll chat with him. We'll get to the back page with Abe as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Match day once again tonight, 9 p.m. ESPN2. Atlanta Drive take on Boston Common Golf Club. Rory, Hideki Matsuyama, Keegan Bradley. They're winless on the season. Atlanta Drive looking to keep them winless tonight. Billy Horschel joining us.
Get your song.
On the show to chat about the match tonight. Billy, how are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Great. Doing good.
Great.
Looking forward to tonight. Obviously talking about some pretty, all these matches have it, but talking about some star power. We're three matches in. Obviously you guys won in overtime the other night, which is really fun, but it just feels like in general, fun would be the word that I would use to describe it. What's the word that you would use three matches in?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it's been a blast. I think as the last couple of weeks have gone on, I think people have realized that, they've seen us enjoy it more. The more we're in the arena, the more we're playing, the more, just getting more comfortable with everything, the more that we're able to show, have enjoyed the entire thing. And listen, we're competitive as heck. As I've said from the very beginning, no one wants to lose.
Right.
We're ultra highly, athletes. We want to play well. We want to win. We're not used to losing, and so the competitive side is going to show always. And then now you've seen us have fun with it and enjoy it. And I think it's been last couple weeks been a great little bit of blend of both.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bill, because you guys aren't seasoned right now, how do you mentally get yourself ready? Obviously, you're on the grass playing the full 18 to go into a simulator and do all these things. How do you compartmentalize those two things?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's something completely different. And so when it's different, it's exciting to me. I think it's exciting. So, it's not like, obviously we've only been almost 2 months into the season now. And, some guys have played, 4 to 6 events and, it could be a little bit of a, arduous thing to do, but I mean, it's so fun and so exciting to do. You're getting to play with some of your buddies. You're getting to compete against your buddies. I think it's just, something I look forward to. I think majority of guys do. I think we're enjoying it and we understand this is something brand new and we have the ability to be on the ground floor of it and to hopefully see it build and get bigger over the years.
Billy, I think one thing that probably I certainly don't know, and I think a lot of golf fans probably don't know, just sort of what the schedule is like in the days where there aren't tournaments, like Monday through Wednesday when you're getting ready. And obviously now you've got TGL stuff on Mondays. But like we saw Ludwig win in Southern California a couple weeks ago and then be on the TGL the next day. Like what's a normal week for you when there isn't a TGL match on a Monday or a Tuesday when you've played Sunday and you're getting ready for a tournament that week as well?
Yeah, if you were at a tournament the week before, usually you're probably flying in Sunday night, or at least I like to fly in Sunday night, get there Monday. It doesn't matter what time I get there Sunday. I just like to be able in my hotel room, sleep in the morning, wake up, not have to worry about packing stuff up and traveling. So Monday's usually like a day off for me for the most part, unless I've been struggling. Like I may go out late in the day and practice a little bit, but Monday's sort of just a rest day, get in the gym, do some workouts. Rest and recover. Then Tuesday, Wednesday is a normal day. I'll wake up early, go work out in the morning, go practice, play 9 holes, starting about 7:30, and I'm out there till roughly 2:00. Hopefully not any longer. If it's any longer, then that means it's been a tough practice and things aren't where I want. And then Wednesday is a pro-am day. Usually we play 9 holes. So, some guys may play in the morning pro-am, some guys may play in the afternoon, so it's 9 holes. And a lot of guys are sort of just fine-tuning some things for that week. And then we get ready to tee off on Thursday. And then pretty much, as I say, it's like Groundhog Day, over and over. We're doing the same things week in, week out. Yeah, we add, some sponsor functions or some things over, that come about depending on the week. But practice-wise, preparation-wise, it's really the same thing over and over. And this is why it's cool with TGL, because it's sort of, yes, it adds a little bit more to our plate and changes up a few things, but it's also sort of exciting and fresh. I've been on tour now for 16 years, so to have something like this sort of towards, I would say, somewhat towards the back half of my career, It's something fun to be a part of.
When you guys are getting ready for the tournament, Billy, you guys have an opportunity to go to the driving range before, and then you go do different hits and everything when you're about to go on the green. When you're doing this right here, do you have time to practice, or do you get to the course or get to the simulator and it's go time?
No, we have time to practice. Okay. Like today, I'm down here in Palm Beach already. I'm playing this week in the Cognizant Classic. So I went out early this morning to practice a little bit. The weather was supposed to be bad, so I went out early to try to beat the weather. And then, you know, I'll head to the arena probably, well, play at 9. We usually get to about 2 hours before, and where we have our locker room slash back area, there's 6 full swing simulators back there. There's a little gym back there. So, you know, we have plenty of time to warm up, you know, get loose. And then we get about 30 minutes, 30 to 35 minutes to go out into the arena to hit on the big simulator, practice chipping, putting, hit bunker shots. Then 10 minutes after that, it's about go time.
You look at the course layout before too, because I know these are not like courses that exist or that you've played before. Do you kind of look at what the holes are going to look like for that night?
Yeah, I think we get them sometime end of last week. And okay. So I looked over, you know, they tell us what holes we're going to be hitting the tee shots on. Mm. You take a look at that. And then you look at the holes in the sense of the singles matches and what you're going to be playing. And then from there, you sort of just take a look at it, figure out what shots you may be hitting and whether you're hitting an iron shot, how far you're hitting an iron shot from, you know, just sort of, you have an idea and be prepared as much as you can before it's your turn, because really you only have 40 seconds to hit a golf shot.
Right.
So you got to have as much preparation done as you can so that, you don't get, run afoul of the shot clock.
Well, Billy, good luck tonight. Keep Boston winless.
Appreciate it, Billy.
Yes, that's the plan. That's the plan. I mean, I think if we win tonight, we lock up a playoff spot, which would be really cool. And that's our goal. We've been texting amongst the team, and hopefully we can succeed in getting that win and lock up that playoff spot.
We appreciate the time, as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Billy Horschel there, Atlanta Drive golfer, also obviously PGA Tour golfer, like you said, 16-year PGA vet. They go tonight, 9 p.m., against Boston Common Golf Club, who are 0-2-1. Atlanta's 2-1. So if they win tonight, like you said, they're in the playoffs. I mean, that's the point of it, right? We're having fun. We're getting paid.
But we're here for the trophy.
Beat the hell out of Hideki Matsuyama.
And Rory.
And Keegan Bradley, who's, I think, from Boston. So it makes sense that he plays for the Boston Common Golf Club.
What the hell does Rory have to do with Boston?
Irish people, probably. I don't know. Let's get to the back page with Dave. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Abe.
Yes, the back page with Bo, with Abe. Here we go. Start off on a kind of a happy note, but a serious situation. The IU Indianapolis was on a road trip to Northern Kentucky this past weekend, and after the game, they were heading back to campus. Their bus caught fire, and the images are crazy. I mean, it is fully burnt out, but everyone got off the bus.
Good.
There were no injuries reported, the team gear was completely destroyed, and people lost phones and wallets. And that's just a reminder of what's important. You can replace a phone, you know, patches of skin in your life, you know, not as easy. So really glad that everyone got out of that. It was some gnarly photos if you guys saw it.
No, it was crazy. I mean, that bus is, I mean, it's to the bones of the bus, just to a crisp. What is, because I've never been in a car where that happened.
Right.
I've never been, you see it sometimes. You drive down the freeway, it's like, damn, that car just burned. That car just caught on fire. Or you'll see where it was, and it's like on the side, you know, where they have the barrier, and it's just a giant hole burned into it.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Yeah, man.
You don't want to see. What's the worst a car has ever looked after you got out of it? Like, what's the worst wreck or situation that you've ever been in?
Oh, man.
I've never been in a car fire before.
I've never been in a car fire or anything. The worst wreck I got in, I just got a new car. I got the new Suburban, and I remember I was leaving the game. I was playing for the Dolphins, and I was leaving the game. And when you leave the Dolphin Stadium, there's a big neighborhood that's across, and we had friends that came to the game. They parked over there for whatever reason. So I'm giving a ride to their car, and we're at a stop sign, and then I'm coming out, and these kids, I guess they stole a car or something, joyriding, and smacked the side of my truck. But it was just that. They hit the back. And Isaiah was, might have just turned one.
Yeah.
And that was on his side.
Oh,
and that's
so
when we
scary.
Had, yeah, we had the bucket seats. And so he hit the side. But he was fine.
Good.
And everything. But that's the worst one I've ever been in.
Yeah, that's really scary.
Yeah.
We got T-boned one time at a at an intersection. Guy just hammered drunk, mm-hmm. no lights on, blew the red light, T-boned us. I was in a small truck, bench seat, three across, mm-hmm. and broke my arm. Car was wrecked, like just completely. Everybody was okay by the end of it, but yeah, crazy stuff. Car wrecks
Not
suck.
You.
They're the worst.
Also the worst, the New York Yankees. But they've come into the modern era a little bit. Michael Kay, one of the broadcasters for the Yankees, discussing a clubhouse change in Yankees lore.
That was managing general partner Hal Steinbrenner before the game addressing the media about a change in policy that I don't think it's hyperbole, Jack, kind of stunned the baseball world. This is a 50-year-old rule instituted by Hal's dad, George Steinbrenner. And now the Yankees are saying, okay, you can have beards. Still, you have to have hair below the collar, above the collar. And it's a seismic change. I think the most telling thing that he said, we don't want to ever be in a position where we lose a player that we think could help us win because he didn't want to come here because of this rule.
How many players?
Facial hair's back, baby.
How many players do you think they've lost out on because of that?
I bet none.
I bet some.
Johnny Damon went there and cut it all off.
He did.
Well, he did. I don't think you're talking about anyone who's making 20 or 30.
I'm just curious because I'm like. Like, could Hal not grow hair so he's mad that everybody else could?
Yeah, George just furious because he couldn't get a beard.
Yeah, George, I said, Hal. George, was he like, was it
he
that?
He always wanted a beard and he couldn't grow one.
I don't,
so he wouldn't let his players have him. Yeah, I don't know. But, like, also think about how many guys in Major League Baseball, like, really wouldn't qualify for their, okay, so Justin Turner would have been out.
Yeah.
Or he would have had to shave it. Charlie Blackman, but he just retired. I always forget the guy's name from the
Spencer
Phillies.
Spencer Strider.
Strider's got a stash. You can have a stash.
Can you have a mustache?
Yeah, you can have a stash.
I had a mustache.
It just has to be well-trimmed and kept.
So he said no hair below the collar.
Yeah, you can't have long hair.
You can't have long hair.
Yeah.
You can't have that damn hippie hair.
Oh, okay. And that's what they probably call it,
it's
too,
like
that
half
damn
the Phillies
hippie
players.
Because that's what it kind of came into being, right?
Yes.
Like 50 years ago when Steinbrenner was like, we don't want any damn hippies on this team.
Pretty much.
I guess.
Pretty much.
You imagine?
I'll tell you where all the damn hippies were.
No Tim Lincecum, because he won't cut his hair.
All the damn hippies were at State Farm Arena on Friday night.
That was
with me.
That
was the Billy Strings concert.
That was a great text you sent me Friday night, too.
I didn't know.
That was a great text you sent me Friday night.
It was a great concert.
Yeah.
We had an awesome time.
Yeah.
It was a very different vibe than I realized.
Right.
Because you listen to somebody on Spotify or whatever, you kind of get an idea. Totally different when you see them live sometimes.
Right.
It was like a Grateful Dead show in there.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
I can't believe they played NBA games in there this weekend.
It was like that, huh?
It was like that. It was still a cloud in there last night for the Hawks game, probably.
Dude.
Good show, though.
That was a great text you sent me. Because I asked my wife, I said, Donnie, would you have one? She was like, yeah, probably not. I was like, you don't want to go somewhere?
Yeah, it wasn't even really our vibe. It really wasn't your guys' vibe. It was fun, though.
Good time.
Great guitar player. Free drinks.
What was his name again?
Billy Strings.
Billy Strings.
He can go on the guitar. I'll give him that. He can really play. Free drinks, though.
That's all that matters.
Free ride. Free parking.
How did y'all get a free ride?
My friends drove.
Oh.
It all worked out. I thought it was 55. Isn't it? All right. Well, just hang out for a minute.
Abe's doing
He's got
job.
A lot going on.
Abe's doing a job of two, man.
Well, he gets 34 confused with 55. It's happened twice now. But it's all right.
It's all right, man. Nobody's perfect, even though they think they are.
And if it was somebody else, I probably wouldn't have said anything. I would have just kept talking.
No.
But it's Abe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to mention to everybody that he tried to make us go to break a minute early. We're not sacrificing that minute. Not for you guys. We love you out there.
Every minute. Away. You just get it on the other side.
We'll be right back. Final hour of the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.